And on an average sort of day, if somebody asks you how you're feeling, you'd say,
just fine.
Okay. And when you're getting old and your joints hurt, you say you've got
arthritis.
Okay. And a disease that children used to get that choke up.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Whooping cough?
Or did you ever hear dip?
I don't know the name for it if I can think of it, huh?
Do you ever hear of
diphtheria, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And when you have a pain down here, you have to have an operation.
Appendicitis.
And if someone ate something that didn't agree with them and it came back up, you'd say he had to...
sick of stomach.
Or he did what?
Vomit.
Any other ways of saying vomit?
Not that I know of. It come up, that's all I can tell you.
Any nicer ways of saying vomit?
I don't think so.
What about a crude way of saying it? Sounds really bad. Do you ever hear puke or bark?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What?
Puke, yeah. That's the ugly. That you should say. All I know is farmer, honey.
And if a boy kept on going over to the same girl's house, like he was seriously interested in her, you'd say that he was...
he's very interested in her. He's going to marry her.
You say he's sparking her or courting her?
Courting her.
And he would be called her...
her boyfriend.
And she would be his...
girlfriend.
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say that he had been...
kissing a girl.
And when the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say she...
broke up.
And he asked her to marry him, but she...
didn't want to get married.
Okay. Did you ever say she jilted him or turned him down?
Yeah, you say it could be say jilted, turned down. It's a common way of saying it.
You say they were engaged and all of a sudden she...
just broke up.
And if she didn't turn him down, you say they went ahead and got...
married.
Any joking ways of saying that?
They just run off and got married.
Okay. And at a wedding, the boy who stands up with the groom, he's called the...
best man.
And the woman who stands up with the bride.
The maid of honor.
Okay. And do you remember hearing about a long time ago, if people get married, other people would make a lot of noise, come by their house at night and...
chivalry.
And when would they do that?
At night when he's sleeping.
We
wouldn't let him sleep.
Just to anybody who got married?
No, it would be people that was married before, I think, honey.
And say if there was some trouble at a party, you'd say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the...
whole bunch.
Okay. And when young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music, you call that a...
dancing.
What would you call it if it's held at home?
Party.
Okay. And if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you'd say at 4 o'clock school...
is out.
Okay. And after vacation, children might ask, when does school
start?
And if a child left home to go to school and didn't show up in school that day, you'd say she...
absent.
She did what?
She didn't go to school. She played hooky.
Okay. And after high school, you go on to...
college. Or take a course, either one you want.
Okay.
You don't have to go to college. You take just a secretary course, I don't think, do you?
I don't think so. After kindergarten, you go into the...
first grade.
And you say years ago, children sat on benches, but now they sit at...
desks.
And each child has his own...
own desk.
And if you wanted to check out a book, you'd go to the...
library.
And to mail a package.
Post office.
And you stay overnight in a strange town at a...
at a hotel.
And you see a play or a movie.
Go to a movie. A show. Theater. Okay.
And if you had to have an operation, you'd go into the...
hospital.
And the woman that'd look after you.
Be a nurse, doctor.
Okay. And you catch a train at the...
depot.